Hello?
Hello, my name is Britton, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Yes, I had a charge on my credit card from, I think it was on the 8th for $39.99. I wanted to find out what that charge was for.
Okay. Can you verify your first and last name?
William Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
My address is 4426 Sunrise Lane in Joplin, Missouri, 64801.
Okay, thank you for that information. I'm just waiting for it to load up, sir. Okay, and you ordered the tackle bag, which is a book bag, and that was on September the 8th for $5.74, and then they charged your card again on December the 6th, $39.99, and then charged your card again on December the 6th, $67.32, and charged your card on November the 5th, $39.99 again. And then on September the 14th, charge your car $67.32.
Yes, that's correct. What are those charges for?
Okay, you have to, it's like a 7-day trial, and you have to call in and cancel, or you're going to be billed that full amount every month till you cancel. After order.
A seven-day trial for what?
It's a 7-day trial. You signed up online for a welcome gift is. Where you pay the shipping, which is $5.74, to pick a free gift for joining the Factor Direct Savings Store, which is a membership fee for the Factor Direct Store, and you will be billed 7 days later after signing up. So basically, you have to cancel before getting that full charge, and that's why I keep charging you, because you didn't cancel after the day you ordered. So basically, you ordered on 9/08, so if you didn't cancel, they're going to keep charging your car every month.
Now, what did I initially order?
You ordered a boot bag, a tackle bag. It's one of them boot bags you put across you, like a crossover. It's a book bag.
I don't know what. Mm-hmm. A book bag?
A book bag. A tackle bag, which is one of the book bags you carry on your it's like a slang book bag. Like a military book bag.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And so I also, by buying that, I went into a monthly program too?
Yes, because you didn't cancel. See, after you ordered the bag, you should have called in the same day, or you could have did it online. You could have canceled it so it won't keep charging your card the same amount every month.
I bought a book bag. That's all I did. I didn't sign up for any kind of monthly subscription service.
I mean, I can cancel this for you.
Yeah, I need to cancel all this stuff here. I mean, all these charges are coming from a different source.
Yes, sir.
They're not coming from the same source. That's why. I mean, this is the first call I made because the charge on it was for today. But in the past, all these charges should be coming from the same source, and they should be listed as the same source. You're listing different sources on here, which is confusing me and confusing customers. But I need to have all those charges taken off.
Yes, sir.
I don't. I remember ordering a book bag or paying, you know, like $5 and something cents for a book bag, but I evidently missed the entire boat on your website that said I was signing up for a 7-day trial of something. Mm-hmm. I'm not computer illiterate, but I'm computer savvy enough to know that if I signed up for a monthly subscription service and a 7-day free trial of something by buying a book bag. I guess I will never do something like that again. And it did not, you know, I should have received an email. I should have received a notification that I purchased that service, which I didn't. I didn't receive an email. I didn't receive anything that I made any kind of purchase other than the book bag. So, you know, these charges show up on my account as a address and a company name and a telephone number, and they're all four different. Can you explain why that is?
Explain to my the charges, the $39.99.
$39.99, the $67.32 that was charged on the 7th, that was charged, then I got charged on $39.99 on the 8th of December. I got two charges in a row. That's not a monthly subscription.
Okay, I can go on the website to make sure.
I don't even remember what website it was. I mean, I never got a notification that book bag charge even went through.
Yes, sir, it did go through.
Do you know how long it takes to actually receive something like that?
To my receive the book bag?
Yes.
I can see if I have a tracking number here. Yeah, I do have a tracking number here. Let me see, where is it?
Because I mean, I remember doing it, but I've not received an email about it or nothing. No confirmation of it being charged. I mean, no confirmation of it being shipped. No confirmation of me actually ordering it. Nothing.
Okay, it shows delivered on September 15th, 2022, which is at 10:26 a.m. at your address at the mailbox.
September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, why am I being charged $39.99 and $67.32 on consecutive days then in December?
Okay, basically you didn't cancel because this is, which is a welcome gift for joining the Factor Direct Savings Store, and you will also be charged $67.32 for the first month membership within the next 48 hours. It's basically like you'll be charged every month till you cancel. Like they... put you like
okay, all right, okay. What's the website mm-hmm. address that I did this at?
You want to write this down or is it?
Yeah. I want to write this down because I'm going to go back to the website address and find out. Mm-hmm. I haven't been notified of anything that I signed up for. No emails. All I'm getting is charges on my debit card that are not the same charges every month.
Yes, sir.
There's different names on these charges. There's different phone numbers on these charges. You're trying to deceive people here. What's the website address?
It's getyourdeluxeproducts.com.
I don't remember that name being on there at all.
And it's slash.
And that's where I bought this bag at.
Yes, that's the tackle bag.
Get your deluxeproducts.com.
/amazing deals.
Now amazing deals, I remember that name, but I canceled all that crap.
Yeah, that's the website. And you got the dash after amazing deals, P1, it with a slash.
Okay. P1.
And a slash, and that's it. That's the whole website.
I didn't pull up. So this is, I mean, like I said, I haven't received an email of anything. No shipping information, no nothing from the time that I paid the $5 and something cents, because I don't remember ever getting it. But anyway, let's go back to the charges here. I've got four charges.
Mm-hmm. Which you said $39.99
$39.99 was on the 8th. $67.32 was on the 7th. And then
that was actually on the seats, 12 seats for both.
Well, they're showing on my statement as the day that they're going through, I guess, not the day they're being charged. I never have figured that out. If I charge something on the 6th, my credit card says I don't get it. I mean, I'm not charged till the 8th, which is, I don't understand that at all. But that's just the way things are. And then 11/7, I got charged at $39.99. And then 9/16, I got charged $67.32. I need to have all those charges backed off my card. How can I get that done?
Yes, sir. You want a refund?
Yes, I want those charges taken off my card. Otherwise, I'm going to dispute these charges.
Okay, I can refund that $39.99 back to your card, sir.
What about these four charges?
I can handle the most two recent charges, and I can transfer you to my supervisor for the other charges, sir. I can't handle so many charges. I can refund the $39.99.
You know what? Just forget it. I'm just going to dispute them through my credit card company.
I'm refunding them now, sir. I'm just saying I can't handle so many charges.
You can do the two that were just recently charged.
Yes, I can do those two, and then I can let my supervisor handle the other $39.99 and the $67.32. I have to transfer you.
Okay, we can do that, I guess. I just don't understand why these charges are the same each month. They should be showing up as the same charge each month, but they're not. You're putting on different things that it's being charged by. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the description on my credit card statement here is I'm getting charged by four different companies of these two same amounts, which that's not the way it should be if this was a legit deal. That's how it's going to be. You know, if I went and talked to the credit card company, I'm going to show, look, these are four different charges by four different companies, but they're the same company, so they're disguising their company. They're going to go ahead and back them off for me with no deal, you know. So, but I'm sorry, I had no idea that buying that bag signed me up for any kind of program outside of that. Not one bit. I didn't receive an email from buying the bag, purchase, anything, shipping stuff, nothing. I actually even forgot I bought that damn bag until you told me that I did back in September.
Yes, sir. That's why I was explaining, like, one of the sling bags that you ordered.
Huh, okay. I don't know why I would even order a sling bag. I wonder, huh. That was back in September.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help for taking off the two recent charges. If you would transfer me to your next up so I could talk to them, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And so thank you very much for your help today. I didn't mean to be such an a-hole to you.
Oh, you're good.
I apologize.
It just, I be telling the customer the same thing. It just being small print, and they said they can't see.
Right. Yeah. I understand how it works. It's happened to me before over the years. It just, I thought I was more astute than that. Now that I'm 59 years old, but I guess I'm not that astute yet.
And did you want me to? Did you want me to send a confirmation number over to your email?
Yeah, that would be great. What email address do you have for me in your records?
I have wjkgolf2017@gmail.com.
That is my correct email, yes.
Okay, and I'm sending that to your email now. And it's going to take 3 to 5 business days for it to post to your account, sir.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much for doing that.
Okay, and I got all your information. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I forgot to put the order ID up in here. Put that in so they can know what I'm talking about. Okay, I put the order ID number in, and I have all your information over, and I'm transferring you to my supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
And you remain on the line until I transfer.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.